This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony, and we have a prophetic word for 2024 that God is going to restore all the things that have been taken away. From Joel 2, verse 25, I will restore for you the years that the locusts have eaten your crop.
Amen.
I will restore for you for the years that the locusts have eaten your crop. Restoration 2024 is the prophetic word for this year. Restoration in Jesus Christ. Restoration for our goods. Restoration for a house. Restoration for an automobile. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop. This is the word of God for 2024, a word of restoration. What about you? What about you? Are you discouraged today? Well, the Lord's going to restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop.
Amen. I hear restoration of families specifically. Maybe your family has been torn apart. Your children haven't come to God. This is a year, 2024, restoration of families. It's going to be the year of greater glory for you, for your family, for your city, for your town. God wants to move in such a fresh way in 2024. I see the rivers of God flowing upon you now. I see the greater glory of God filling you. This is a year. God says, I am doing a new thing in my world, and I want to do a new thing in your life. But you need to allow me to move how I want to move, to do what I want to do, to own what I want to own, which is everything. God wants to own every part of your life. He wants to possess you. He wants you to be possessed by God this year. How do we get restoration? Luke 5. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst, and the wineskins will be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one having drunk the old wine immediately desires new. For he says the old is better. To move into 2024, we need to put down our old wineskins. We need to know that the old wineskins of fear, shame, anxiety, addiction is going to leave you now. The Lord tells us the pure in heart will see God. I prophesy over 2024, this is the year we all become pure in heart, that we begin to see God, that we see God move in a new way. We're not looking back in the way God used to move, because in this year, in your life, God wants to move in a new, in a fresh way. And we just need to open up for the new and let go of the old.
The new is the Holy Spirit. The new wine is the Holy Spirit. The new wineskins, grace, that the Holy Spirit be poured out in the wineskins of grace so that we might do the things that Jesus promised that we would do. Oh yes, new wine in new wineskins. We don't want to think about the old wineskins because they're gone. The year is gone. It's a new year. It's a new year of grace. It's a new year of understanding. It's a new year of wisdom. We need to give our lives over to Jesus in this 24 year, 2024. And restoration is promised. I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten your crop. This is God's word to us today. How do you need restoration in your life? Anthony said, family life. What about your money sources?
Yes.
We need restoration with what we earn. You need a job, restoration. You need new life, restoration. You need new finances, restoration. God wants to restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop. But you've got to be generous. You've got to plant seeds, not only money seeds. But, you know, when people came to me at Holy Rosary, I had Father Martin. I planted a seed that he could stay with me. And he received the anointing. And then Tamaru, he was another seed I planted. And he received the anointing. Then there was Father Dan Rehill. And he received the anointing. I tell you, it's amazing when we plant seeds. Seeds aren't only money. These people were seeds that I planted, and the Lord prospered them. Now they have ministries in the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I planted a seed. Are you planting seeds today? Not only money, but are you planting seeds today?
When we plant a seed, that seed reproduces itself. Jesus is into reproducing himself. When we release the glory of God, what we have replicates itself in other people. 2024, I'm just so excited for what this year has for you. That it's a year of moving forward in the power of the Holy Spirit. That nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God. That he's going to use everything you've ever gone through. Because every situation you've ever been through has led you to right here, right now, to listen to this broadcast, to receive this prophetic word, to receive the greater glory of God, to receive the power of God, to receive the miracle power of God. You know, God has given us all. He has given you a destiny. It's our job to be obedient to God's will, and it's God's job to fulfill the destiny he has given to you.
And that destiny is great. That is a great destiny that he has for you. You say, but I don't feel it. It's a new year.
Oh.
It's a new grace. It's a new power. It's for you today. It's for you today. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop. We need to give our lives back to Jesus. This is the only way that we see restoration, when we give our lives back to Jesus and we say, Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I give you permission. Jesus, do a new thing for me. Jesus says, I make all things new. All things new. That's you. I make all things new. Nothing is old in my sight. We want to let go of the old and just bring in the new. And the new is not only the new year, but the new restorations that God has in store for us. What do you need restored in your life? Family, God will restore it this year by the grace of God. Do you need finances restored? God will restore it, but you've got to look for a good job. Oh yes, people ask me, would you pray for me that I find a job? And I stop praying that they not only find a job, but they find a job that pays more money and that their talents will fit this job.
2024, it's a year. Jesus said, you know me as Savior, but this is the year you make me master. We not only know Jesus as Savior and Redeemer, but we make Jesus master this year. This is a year that when we speak with authority, the authority comes to pass. When you speak about healing, healing starts to manifest. When you speak to people about the love of God, the love of Jesus falls upon people. If you speak about deliverance, freedom starts to break out. God wants to use you. He wants to work through you. The Holy Spirit wants to flow through you. We need to, this year, allow God to make us a pure vessel. It's all about purity. The pure in heart will see God. Purity is about surrender. It's not about us making Jesus Savior only. It's about making him master in our life.
Lord and master of our lives. Jesus wants to be Lord and master of your life and of my life in 2024. And he will restore the years that the locust has eaten the crop. Are you experiencing lack this year? No, no more lack. You're going to be receiving restoration. No more lack. No more lack. Are you emotionally lack? No more emotional lack. God's going to give us emotional strength in the name of Jesus. What are you lacking in 2023? Jesus is going to restore it in 2024. Not because it's a new year, but it's a prophetic word. We have this prophetic word that God has given us today. Restoration, restoration, restoration.
And I even see some of you, God's going to restore. You were a child and things used to be so free and carefree. And you used to have the joy of a child. But over the years, that joy has waned. That freedom has turned into anxiety and fear. That Jesus is going to restore that childlike faith, that childlike joy, that childlike love, that childlike freedom. For I know the plans I have for you. The plans Jesus has for you is to make all things new, to redeem what was lost. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Galatians tells us, stand firm and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. In Jesus' name, I break every yoke over your life, every stronghold coming against your mind. We tear it down in the name of Jesus. Only the anointing can break the yoke. Whatever yoke has come into your life through addiction, anxiety, trauma, this is a year that Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, breaks the yoke. Father, pour out your power. Pour out the Father's power upon everyone listening. Jesus, pour forth your wisdom in the minds of each and every person. Holy Spirit, release new waves of love. Even right now, release new waves of love, because the power of God's love sets us free. The power of God's Spirit makes all things new. For Jesus came to save what was lost, not only in this world, but in every part of you. Jesus doesn't want any part of you lost. Jesus doesn't want any part of you enslaved. Jesus doesn't want any part of you in lack. I have come to give you life and give you life abundantly. Jesus has an abundant life for you this year. Jesus has a new, a fresh, an abundant life for you this year. We speak that provision falls upon every area of your life. Not only in the physical, but in the spiritual, in the emotional, in your mind, in your heart. Lord, fill the hearts of your people with your love and your peace and your fire now.
Now, God, fill the hearts of your people with the love of the Holy Spirit, with the power of God, with the anointing of God as the anointing breaks the yoke. Oh, yes, I will renew the years that the locust has eaten your crop. Whatever it is that the locusts have eaten, it's going to be restored. Why? Because God promises us through this prophetic experience, I will restore the years that the locust has eaten your crop. As a matter of fact, God sent the locusts to Israel because they were believing in false gods. But after they repented, he said, I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten your crop. Do you need to repent in 2024? Do you need to give your life back to Jesus and make him Lord of your life? Do you need to do things the way he does things? Not only do things, but to do things the way he does things. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. I want to do things the way Jesus does things. Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. I only do what I see the Father doing. And we say we only do what we see Jesus doing. And what do we see Jesus doing? Preaching, healing, delivering. And these are the things that God is going to do in 2024 to a new level in Jesus' name. I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten your crop.
Proverbs 6, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance to his house. So not only is God going to restore what the locust has stolen, whatever the enemy has stolen is going to be restored sevenfold in greater measure for you. Jesus came to redeem what was lost. Jesus came to give you abundant life. We do the greater works in the greater glory in 2024, greater miracles. In 2023, we saw Heather be healed by Jesus out of the wheelchair. And the doctor said she wasn't going to walk. And she got up and she started to walk around the conference. And then she started to run around the conference. And then she started to jump and proclaim, Jesus healed me. But then what she did, she looked at me. She said, take the wheelchair. Take the wheelchair. We give it to the church for anyone who needs it. Today, whatever has been burdening you, leave it in 2023. Leave it behind, because Jesus is going to raise you up. He's going to rise you up. And in this year, we pray, Lord, for greater miracles. We pray for greater signs and wonders. We pray for the glory of God to be displayed. But God needs to display his glory through you. He's no respecter of persons. God wants to use you to work miracles. God wants to use you to heal the sick. God wants you to cast out demons. Why not? It's by the power of God that it's done anyways. It's not through our own power. Just open up to what Jesus wants to do in you and through you. Let the river flow into you this year. Be alive in the Spirit this year. Be excited for God this year. Be excited for the move of Jesus. Have that fire of God in your belly. I'm going to wake up every day and ask the Lord, Lord, let my joy be full this day. I want my joy to be full, so that when people come across me, I am so bubbling with joy that people say, why are you so happy? What is this joy you have in you? And I can tell them it's only one thing, Jesus Christ. And he wants to encounter you right now with that same joy.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. How we are in need of the joy. I will restore the joy to you people in the name of Jesus. All things are new. Everything in the 23s gone. Now God does a new thing. Behold, I make all things new, says the Lord. That means you. That means me. That means us. And that means all things new. Whatever we touch becomes a blessing. Do you know that today? Whatever we touch becomes a blessing. We need apostolic power. The power of the apostles. It's been given to us at Pentecost, but we need to use it. We need to go out and do something. Love is something that you do. It's not something that you say. Love is something that you do. Faith needs works, and you are the one who has to work the miracles in Jesus' name. You say, I've never done that before. Well, it's time to start. I remember Barbara Sevillas telling me she prayed with the man who had cancer, and the man was healed. She had never done that before, and yet that's what happened. And then Maureen, she prayed with the man who had cancer. She had never done that before, and he was healed. I tell you, what you've never done before, start doing now in faith, in faith, in faith. Restore The Lord restores the years. The locust has eaten your crop.
And restores even the authority that we didn't think we had. What did God tell Joshua? I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates to the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. I speak that the authority of Christ is going to rest upon you, that nothing will separate you from the love of God, that nothing will be able to stand against you and how God wants to move through you this year in your life, that God wants to move through you so powerfully, that the five promises God promised to Joshua, his presence, his power, his providence, his provision, his protection will rest upon your life. God's presence will flow into you. God's power will work through you. God's providence, that wherever you go will become God's territory. God's provision. Do you need provision in your emotions, your finances? God's going to release that into you in his protection. Be not afraid. Greater is in you that is in the world. Every day you wake up in 2024, the devil is shaking in his boots. He's saying, oh no, they're awake. He's going to do damage to my kingdom. She's going to do damage to my kingdom. She's going to work miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. She's going to cast out the demons. She's going to heal the sick. She's going to work miracles so everyone knows that Jesus Christ is a real and alive. But first, let Jesus Christ become alive in your life, in your belly, in your heart, and live with excitement. Can we be excited for Jesus Christ in the year 2024? Every saint who has gone before you prayed and wishes they could be alive for the year 2024, because God is moving in greater glory in this year, in greater power than he ever has before. The kingdom of God is coming. The kingdom of God is here, but it's coming closer and closer. That's why all hell is breaking loose in the world. When you step on a snake's head, its tail goes everywhere. When you step on a serpent's head, its tail flails everywhere. And that's what's going on in the world. But this is a year that you step on that snake's head and you crush the works of the enemy in your life.
The enemy is a defeated enemy.
Oh!
He was defeated on the cross of Jesus Christ. He was defeated when the blood was shed. He was defeated. People say, well, I'm under attack. Well, you're under the glory of God, not under attack. You're under the glory of God, and this is what you're under. And you've got to know what you're under, that God wants you to know that you're under the glory of God, that you're under the wisdom of God, that you're under the understanding of God. You know, understand means to stand under. How do we understand the cross? As we stand under the cross, oh, we will be forever thanking God for the blood, for the cross, for the resurrection. We will be forever thanking God for what he did in Christ for us, so that we might know the power of God and experience the power of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. The devil belongs under your feet, and he will be in 2024. Father, give everyone a blessed beginning of the year blessing.
Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the resurrection, we bless your people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Restoration for you. For you, for you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season. Oh.